This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Saturday edition of the program. You may take control of the airwaves if you like. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Back from a couple days of broadcasting from the seacoast of New Hampshire at the very first ever New Hampshire Blockchain Digital Assets Conference. It was excellent, or I guess it was the Free State Blockchain Conference. Anyway, it was great. We had a good time. Chris Reitman and Daryl W. Perry gave some excellent speeches. Actually, I guess Daryl was on a panel, but he was good. And Chris Reitman gave an excellent presentation that was focused on what it was like, or what it is like, to run a small store here in Keene, New Hampshire, where we do the show from. They sell, like, locally crafted goods, things that are made in New Hampshire or sourced from New Hampshire. And they also have a Bitcoin and Dash vending machine on site there at the store. And so, you know, normally at these Bitcoin conferences, there's a lot of tech talk. There's a lot of, you know, geeks talking about programming and high-level kind of stuff that really doesn't, I don't think, make much sense to the average person out there, or even, you know, anybody who's not a total tech nerd. So it was nice to kind of have a change of pace for one of these conferences where Chris got up on stage and was explaining, you know, the kinds of people that come in and are interested in buying Bitcoin, which, of course, we've been selling at the store there for now 2 solid years, actually 3 years, from before the time when he was running the store. There was another store in its place that also had a Bitcoin vending machine there. So there's been a long history of customers coming in and kind of, you know, purchasing Bitcoin. You know, what's that like? What are the different categories of people that come in to make these purchases? And so hopefully the video from the Free State Bitcoin or Free State Blockchain Conference will be out at some point sooner rather than later. I don't know what the deadline is for that, but as soon as we get the information about Daryl and Chris's appearances being available for you to watch online, because you probably didn't make it, only about 200 or so people came, and I consider that to be an awesome turnout for what was a first-year event, the first time we've ever had a blockchain or Bitcoin conference of any sort in New Hampshire. I mean, there's been like a panel or two at the Keenevention that I threw a few years ago, but it was nice to see that happen in New Hampshire and see such a large number of people attending. So if you didn't make it this year, hopefully you'll make it out to the next one, because there's definitely going to be a next one. This one was a smashing success, and kudos to Bruce Fenton and the rest of the folks who put it on and who were kind enough to have us out there to broadcast from it. If you missed the show, it was last night's episode. You can download that anytime you want. Just go over to freetalklive.com. Now, we've talked a lot about cryptocurrency over the last week, so we're going to change gears here tonight. Of course, you can still call in and talk about anything that you want. It's always open phones here on Free Talk Live. But I came across a story today that is one of the most shocking stories, and it doesn't have to do with police abuse or anything like that. There's certainly plenty of those stories out there that we can talk about. I've got one about a guy who was apparently choked because he wanted to pay his parking ticket with pennies, and we can talk about that. But this is just shocking. From New York Post, or nypost.com, published yesterday, a judge has barred Starbucks from closing a different kind of store. Apparently they have a second brand, or a different brand called Teavana. My first time hearing about it, which might be one of the reasons why it's closing down, although I'm probably not their target audience. Here's the story. An Indiana judge has taken an unusual step, I would say an outrageous step, and temporarily barred Starbucks from closing 77 failing Teavana stores in Simon Property Group malls because the real estate giant was less able to handle the financial pain. Starbucks said in July it planned to shutter its 379-store Teavana operation, but Simon, which is, again, the company that owns the malls, many malls, say they rushed to court to block 77 stores in its malls from going dark, claiming such a move by a high-profile tenant could spark other stores in its malls to close. Now, we've talked on Free Talk Live kind of about some of the just significant changes that we're seeing in society over time. You know, we've been doing this show now for 15 years as of this month. And, you know, we've seen some of these changes happening over time. It wasn't that long ago that we talked about the malls in America and how they are just a shadow of kind of their former popularity. Teenagers, for instance, aren't going to malls anymore like they used to. They're, you know, talking with each other on their smartphone devices. They actually aren't even meeting up in person with one another as much anymore. And so they're definitely not going to malls. People, of course, doing online shopping. Amazon is a dominant force in the online marketplace, and of course plenty of competition out there online. Plenty of department stores and others that are, you know, offering good deals to people. I think people are seeing less and less reason to actually step inside a mall these days. And you can see it with malls closing over the last decade. I think the last time we talked about malls was within the last month or so. And the statistic was that no new construction of any significance had happened on a mall since 2006. So, I mean, the era of malls is basically behind us. They're essentially a relic. And they're doing everything they can, the malls that remain, they're doing everything possible, trying new things, which is great. You know, when they're trying to innovate, that's a good thing. They're trying to get people in their doors. They're accepting tenants that they otherwise may not have accepted in the past. We've heard about, for instance, like community colleges that are now located in malls. So, you know, good for a mall owner that's trying something new, but terrible on Simon Property Group for this desperate attempt to try to continue revenue coming in. This is just a pure desperation move here to go to court and try to come down on this, on Starbucks, they're trying to shutter to close the entire brand, all 379 stores of this Teavana thing. And, yeah, that means they're going to break their lease. And we'll get into more about the story here in a moment. I get it. That means they're going to break their lease. And there's probably, you know, with commercial leases, you're probably looking at, what, at least a 5-year minimum on something like that. And so, you know, let's presume they've got half the time remaining, got another 2.5 years left in the lease. If they break the lease, Starbucks still has to pay up. You know, they still are on the hook for however much is left in their time on the lease. But if they were to close those stores and then just pay off the rest of the lease, that's still going to be a fraction of the price for them than if they are to continue running all of those stores with full staff or even partial, you know, staff. Even a skeleton crew, you're still going to pay a lot more on top of whatever the actual rent for those mall positions, those spaces in those malls are. Starbucks, according to the New York Post, after trying to turn around its stumbling tea chain, said last August it was pulling the plug on Teavana. They plan to close all their stores by the end of this year. But Indianapolis-based Simon, in an environment where hundreds of stores across the country are closing, rushed to a local court to ask Judge Heather Welch to stop the store from closing. And then the judge decided she was going to write, this is such a big case to her, she wrote a 55-page order. She found that the very profitable Starbucks could absorb the financial hit, estimated by Starbucks to be $15 million over 5 months, better than Simon could. So the judge is saying here, now obviously I haven't read the 55-page order, and no one sane probably has, but to suggest that one business should be forced to stay in business. I mean, that alone is, to me, just the most outrageous aspect of this. You can't close your business without asking permission from the government? I mean, this is such a scary precedent. If this is allowed to stand, if Starbucks, for whatever reason, doesn't appeal this, and they'll address that coming up here in moments. But if this is allowed to stand, This will put a tremendous kind of chilling effect on doing business in the United States, especially for anybody that actually was thinking about opening up a shop in a Simon Mall. There's more coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
Don't do what I did and run out.
If it's working, don't quit. Why would you stop?
Why undo all the good that's been accomplished?
You've got to feed them right for life.
Dynavite is nutrition.
If I ever took Roy off of Dynavite.
No.
When I get to about 3/4.
When I get down to the bottom of my box of Dynavite.
Oh, no. I've got a couple more scoops.
It's time to place my order. Dynavite.com.
Dinovite.com.
859-428-1000.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of Super Mega Fish Oil free.
Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dinovite.com.
I got my Blink Home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app, and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get 3 Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy. Fees are low and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at dash.org.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live. It is the live Saturday edition of the program. As always, you are invited to take control of the airwaves here at 855-450-FREE like freedom. And maybe there's somebody out there that actually agrees with this court decision by a judge in Indianapolis who has ruled that Teavana, which is apparently a Starbucks-owned corporation, cannot close its 77 stores located in Simon Malls. They were planning on closing their entire chain, 379 stores, but Simon Malls, or whatever they're called here, Simon Property Group, they went to court, and they got an order from a judge actually saying that Starbucks has to keep these Teavana stores open, presumably through the end of their lease, which is just absolute insanity. I've been doing this show for 15 years. I don't think we've ever shared a story like this. I mean, there's a lot of news stories that you kind of see pop up over and over again. The names change, the locations change, but this is new to me. And if anybody else has ever heard of anything like this, I'd love to hear from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. And I mean in the United States. I mean, maybe something like this would happen in some sort of crazy dictatorship, but you don't expect this to occur in the so-called land of the free. And of course, we all know it's not. It's not a free country. It's not even close. But, man, if this judge is allowed to actually force an entire chain of stores, or even one of them, to stay open, to stay in business, I mean, it's just so anathema to the idea of any kind of freedom in the marketplace. That just basically makes this Teavana company an arm of the state, kind of. Anyway, your comments welcome. 855-450, free like freedom. You can also Skype into the show at Skype username LRN.FM. I'm Ian Freeman. We'll be joined by Chris Reitman here in moments. Also want to let you know about Blink Home Security. Great option for your home or small office security. It is quick to set this up. You don't have to hire a professional to come in there and drill a bunch of holes, run wires, get up in the ceiling, get down in the crawl space, or whatever. Installing camera systems is normally a huge pain and usually like more than half the cost of these systems that you'll end up buying. You're going to have to pour into an installation. With Blink Protect, you can handle it all in a matter of minutes. You just go to blinkprotect.com/FTL. It only took about 10 minutes or so for our co-host Mark to set his up over at his house. All you need is a Wi-Fi enabled device, so your tablet or smartphone. You plug in the one wire in the whole system, which is the hub that you plug into a wall outlet, and then that hub connects to all of these wireless cameras, which are battery operated. It's super easy to do this, and then you can set up the cams to, you know, how you want them to operate. You want them to operate during specific hours, where if they see something in front of the camera, they'll send you a clip. How long do you want that clip to be? You decide. You just go to blinkprotect.com/FTL. You'll get 3 Blink cams for what some of the other guys will charge you for one camera over at blinkprotect.com/FTL, like Free Talk Live. We've got Kenneth on the line in Indianapolis, which is actually where this judge's decision, this insane decision, came out of, forcing Starbucks to keep its Teavana stores open in Simon Mall properties. Kenneth, are you with us there?
I am here.
Hey, you're on the air. Go ahead.
How's it going? Really enjoy
good.
Your show. Thanks for
taking
my call.
Yeah, go ahead.
This is the first time I've actually heard of this, but Simon Property Groups is headquarters here in Indianapolis. In fact, mm-hmm. it's right across the street from the State Capitol Building, and the owner of it is actually the richest man in the state.
Wow.
So there's probably a lot of other influence that he can also leverage here locally. It's something else that came to mind immediately. Now, you mentioned the leases that these stores have with Simon Property Group, which I don't know any details about the story at all. What are your thoughts in that, hey, they have a contract with them and their responsibility to hold up their end of the contract? I guess
sure.
is my question mark with it.
So, I mean,
and that's all I have to say, sir.
Yeah, no, you're welcome to stay on if you want to keep the conversation going. I appreciate
all right.
it.
Yeah, that's fine.
So, obviously, you know, contracts are important and people should honor their agreements. And we haven't read their contract clearly, but, you know, when you get into business with somebody with a commercial lease, you know, again, typically commercial leases, in my limited experience, are at least 5 years long. You know, you want to get a commitment from somebody. That's why they're 5 years instead of, say, 1 year like you might get for you know, like a home lease. So that, you know, means that that company is committed to 5 years of renting that property. But the fact is, if they go out of business, you know, you can't get blood from a stone, and so you can't expect them to be able to pay all the way through the end. You can go to court, you can get a court order that they have to pay up, but usually in a lease, there's some sort of termination clause, right? Like, if you go out, you know, if you can't complete this lease, then you still owe, right? You still owe whatever the amount is for the amount of months that remain in the lease. But to say that they have to stay open the entire time, I mean, that I can't even imagine for a moment. And maybe there are some commercial leases out there that are like, you have to stay in business for the next 5 years. I just can't even fathom that something like that could even exist. So in this case, it would seem to me that, again, not knowing exactly what their lease says, that they should have to pay through the end of their lease, but whether their doors are open or closed or not should have no effect whatsoever.
Right.
Chris Reitman joining me in the studio. Hey, Chris.
Hi, guys.
Kenneth, I mean, your thoughts?
Sorry. Well, like you said, I just don't know a lot of the details. Is Teavana going into bankruptcy? Is it just that it wasn't turning a lot of money, and so Starbucks is closing it down? Because, as you've already stated, Starbucks owns this company. Starbucks does not have a shortage of money. I assume whether this is directly controlled by Starbucks, in which case it is, like the same leadership is making the same decisions. They're closing down an arm that's not making enough money for their purposes.
Right.
That doesn't mean that Starbucks is going out of business.
No, no, I didn't say Starbucks was going out of business. No,
oh, I know. I'm just bringing up the example, like the parent company. Now, obviously, if it's completely different leadership and they just own it, as in we have a piece of paper that says we own the majority stock, yeah, if Teavana is going in bankruptcy and needs to close, yes, the staying open is pretty strange. I would expect more of a ruling in the favor of, hey, you are going to owe this amount, if at all possible.
Right.
But
right.
The argument by the mall, bankruptcy.
It gets even crazier because the argument by the mall, we haven't even gotten through half the story here. The argument from the mall is if they lose Teavana, then they might have to rent to someone else who's not as good.
Ah, absolutely.
Because they're worried that the you know, the mall market is drying up. The amount of businesses that are willing to even locate in a mall, knowing that malls are dying, is drying up. And
that's a really intangible argument. I mean, how do you decide that? I mean, how subjective can this possibly be?
Well, they'll get on here in a moment to talk about how they're worried that whoever it is that would replace the Teavana locations may not have as good of a credit rating. They may not be as credit worthy. They're worried that they're not going to get paid from the next people or whatever. Kenneth, thanks for calling tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And if they are required to stay open, what does it mean to stay open?
Right.
Chris, you close your store on Mondays.
Yes.
Would you still be staying open if you decided to close your store all but Sunday for 1 hour from noon to 1?
Depends on what mall I'm in.
There's more coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
A commemorative President Trump dollar for only $5? Yes, the historic Trump dollar starts at only $5 at TrumpDollar.us. Choose from our unique three-coin collection in gold, silver, and copper. The Vote Trump Dollar, Inaugural Trump Dollar, and Make America Great Again Trump Dollar. Available only at TrumpDollar.us. Minted in the USA, our Trump dollars commemorate President Trump's patriotic stand. Order your Trump Dollar collection today in time for Christmas delivery at TrumpDollar.us. That's TrumpDollar.us.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, the live Saturday edition of the program. You may join us here toll-free at 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's me, Ian.
And Chris.
Also, we want to let you know about Dash. It's digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast, it can be private and easy, fees are low, and transactions are quick and can be confirmed instantly. You can pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime for just pennies on the dollar. Dash is decentralized and run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Anyone can invest in Dash and earn rewards for helping run the Dash network. Join Dash and help create a better financial system for everyone. Take back control over your financial future today and find out more at Dash.org. There's a lot of momentum behind Dash right now. Go to Dash.org and find out why. Now, if you're just tuning in, we are just barely into a story here from the New York Post. One of the most outrageous, I think, stories, at least from a business perspective, that ever seen, where a judge in Indianapolis has ruled that Simon Property Management, or Property Group, this is a company, I would guess it's the largest mall owner in the United States. I've heard the name a number of times in the past.
As have I.
They have now been victorious in an Indianapolis courtroom where a judge issued a 55-page order saying that a company owned by Starbucks called Teavana is not allowed to close its doors. They cannot go out of business.
You're forbidden.
That is just the craziest thing. They wanted to close all 379 stores, and 77 of those are in the Simon Malls. So Simon got this judge to issue an order saying, nope, you can't close your stores. You must continue to operate because you have more money than Simon, and so therefore you should be the ones who take the financial hit rather than Simon taking the financial hit.
I'm thinking of something like from each according to his means.
It does.
To each according to his...
Yeah, it really sounded to me like this is something you'd hear in communist Russia or whatever. But let's go back to your calls here, and then we'll tell you more about the arguments in the case, because it gets even crazier. Eric is in Indianapolis, which is where all this went down. Eric, you're listening to WIBC-FM. Go ahead.
Good evening, guys. How are you doing?
Hey, great. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Excellent.
Awesome. My only thought was Kenneth covered a good portion of what I was planning on saying, but your local affiliate here that I listen to your show on WIBC, yeah, every evening, they're pretty prominent about at the end of the day, stocks, quoting, you know, loss in the game. And I want to say that there's a good portion of a lot of people here in Indiana who have possible futures or retirement funds that are scrapped up in that. So over top of that, I guess my only comment would be that you have wealth paying off the judicial system to get what they want. I guess hopefully, or at least I'm hoping that there's a possibility that there's some of this action was to help people here in Indiana who...
So wait, let me see if I can understand what you're saying. You're saying you believe this judge made this ruling because she knows that a bunch of people in Indiana have investments in Simon Property Group as far as stocks. They're holding stocks, and so therefore she wants to help those people?
I think it's quite possible. I mean, money talks, correct? And I know that there's quite a few malls here in Indianapolis area, at least private, that are Simon Property. And I know that, you know, at least with our affiliate here, they're very vocal about gains and losses with this certain corporation. So I'm assuming that there's possibly quite a few people here whose 401k plans, retirement, could possibly be wrapped up in that.
I think that this is ultimately going to hurt Simon Group, and here's why. We'll get into more of the story here, but if Simon is successful, and they have been so far, but
right,
you know, if Starbucks appeals and Simon continues to be successful on this, if you're a retailer or a potential retailer and you're looking to open up a store in Indianapolis or wherever,
right,
and you have different options on the table, there's a strip mall, there's a mall that's run by Simon Group.
Nice,
there's
downtown area, maybe.
Some downtown shop or whatever. And you know that Simon Group is known for suing its tenants to try to force them to stay in their property.
Oh, God.
How is that going to make you feel towards potentially renting from them? Even if Simon's giving you the lowest rent, which seems unlikely given that they're a mall, but,
right,
you know, they probably
right,
have had to lower rents over the last, you know, several years would be my guess. Even if Simon's offering you the best deal, if you know they might be suing you down the road, is that going to make you want to open up a business there?
Well, I think honestly that the whole mindset of Simon Properties, once they've gotten there, because here, at least in this, in our city, there are certain malls that are already on a significant decline, which has brought in tenants who, I guess, run a lot of the other major brands off. So knowing, I don't personally think that Tivon is a good company. I think it was a silly investment, but that's just my opinion. But I think that it definitely is a scare thing, because once you do that, if you have other properties that are attached to the property group, and you see one of the malls is doing bad because a certain major retailer has left and it started to bring down the property value where it made us lower our tenant or our rent for tenants to be inside of the mall, and it is attracting less reputable businesses, it can hurt the rest of them, because if I'm a Finish Line and you are an incense company in a booth in the middle of the mall, and the right, only customers that are getting brought into the mall are for incense, you're probably not there to buy shoes, and I'm losing money by keeping employees on the clock to look good.
When's the last time you set foot in a mall? Just curious.
Just today.
Really?
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Why?
And one of the malls that we just frequented, it's I won't call it out by name, but it's gone rather south. And right, so now where it used to be a cell phone booth in the middle of the mall, now it's cheap jewelry or handmade soaps. And there's nothing wrong with those companies. You know,
right,
I think everyone who has any kind of lust to be a business person, independently, small business, it's great. But it's kind of I don't know exactly how to say that, but it's a different kind of appeal. Malls definitely are not what they used to be. I think all of us can agree with that.
What was your reason for going to a mall today?
I like personally, when I buy something, I like to put my hands on it and to touch it. Right. A lot more times that I purchase things off of line, even if it says that it's an extra large, when I get it home, it's usually an extra medium. So being able to hold the shirt up and to see it and say, okay, yeah, this is going to fit, versus having to worry about taking it back to a post office or setting up service for someone to come in and take it back.
But you can go and buy shirts at a bunch of different stores. Why the mall? What was it that you were looking for there?
Some brand names, I guess. Okay. It's the option. You know, a lot of times with you know, we go to certain stores because we trust their opinions on brands that we may or may not like.
So you're looking for a higher end brand, because generally you're going to get higher end clothing brands from sure, malls, more pricey. Okay, because last time we talked about this, I was like trying to figure out when was the last time I was in a mall.
Well, and to be fair, Ian, we live in Western New Hampshire, where the nearest mall is. I'm trying to think, maybe in an hour
yeah,
away.
Yeah, but I wasn't
least
going to malls regularly in 2006 when I lived in Florida.
Yeah, when I was in Pennsylvania, I think I did go with some frequency.
Oh, thanks for the call.
Appreciate it. With some frequency, because it was sort of, you know, I have nothing against the idea of a lot of shops all in one place. That it's convenience to me. So that would be the only reason I would go. And sometimes stores that you want to go to in a certain town, that's their only location.
Okay, that's true.
But I will drive around too, you know, and look for different things. I don't know. I get that, and some people really love the mall. You got the mall walkers.
You do. That's true. And, they don't generally walk before the mall even opens or before the stores even open. Let's go to Dave. He's in Norfolk, Virginia, listening to WNIS. Go ahead, Dave.
Hey guys. I go to the mall once a year. I hate it. I go to take my daughter to see Santa. That's the only reason I go. And they do have it's called MacArthur Mall, and I believe it is a Simon's property. They have a Teavana in there. I'm glad I didn't know Starbucks owned it. It would you save me from our yearly pilgrimage to the overpriced loose tea store.
Dave, hang on one moment, please, because I want to bring you back.
Right.
We'll continue this discussion. I've never even seen a Teavana before, so I don't know anything about it. There's a picture in the article here, so I want you to tell me more. Hang on. We're going to bring you back. The picture in the article here, it looks like all they have here is like just tea and people. It doesn't even look like it's being served hot. I don't know. So he'll tell us.
Whether you share content as a curator or produce it as a creator, the source of your advertising revenue is often limited by intermediaries like YouTube. What if there was a way to connect content creators directly with advertisers, decentralizing attention-based market advertising transactions and putting the control back into the hands of content owners? Introducing the revolutionary Signal Token Protocol by Spective VR. Partnered with Blend Media, the largest network of 360 video content in the world and featured on Fox Business's Innovations. Spective VR is a 360 VR streaming platform created to be the first use case and early adopter of the Signal Token Protocol, driving real use and allowing Spective to optimize their platform. SpectiveVR.com is hosting a pre-ICO for Signal Tokens starting December 8th at a 40% bonus. For early access to the token sale and an exclusive 60% token bonus, sign up for the email list at SpectiveVR.com.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckinridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Is Free Talk Live. We're talking about a real desperate move. I mean, this is pathetic. On the part of Simon Property Group, the owner of dozens and dozens of malls, maybe even hundreds. I don't know how many they have at this point. I imagine they've shuttered a few and are trying their damnedest to keep some of them open. Apparently part of trying their damnedest includes suing a company that wants to go out of business, which is a company called Teavana, a subsidiary of Starbucks.
I've just never even heard this. I've never heard.
Me neither.
You're going out of business, therefore we're going to sue you so you can't go out of business.
It's ridiculous. I mean, it was shocking to me to even encounter something like this. And if this court decision by, we did find out this is a local, low-level, superior court, civil court judge who made this decision. If this is allowed to stand, this is a very chilling precedent on the freedom to close. You know, one of the prime freedoms of being able to do business is to decide when it's over.
Right.
When the experiment has failed. You know? But let's go back to Dave in Norfolk, Virginia, because he was telling us about this company, which, as I said, I had never even heard of prior to tonight. Now, again, I don't spend much time in malls, so maybe that's why. Of course, a store like this, I would probably ignore. The picture in the news here at the New York Post, it looks like some, you know, froofy, upscale, little one-room shop with what appears to be a bunch of, you know, tea on shelves. There does appear to be a woman walking out with a cup of something, so maybe there is a way to try some of the teas there, but it doesn't seem to be a store focused on hot tea service.
Not like a tea room or anything like that where you would go to get a cup of tea.
In this case, they want you to buy, like, a box of tea. At least that's what I'm getting from what little I know. Dave, what's your experience? Because you were calling to tell us about that, so go ahead. Dave in Norfolk.
There he is.
There you are. Yeah, we got you. Yes.
They have two or three coffee urns outside the store, and they have little sample cups. And you can try this. It's very flowery tea. I don't like it. My wife is a tea aficionado.
Mm-hmm.
So I go, but when I take my daughter to see Santa, we stop in at the store, and by, you know, usually the only two people in there buying anything, and when people see the prices, they usually leave, and
right.
And you get, it's loose tea, and there are little devices you have to use to, you know, put in the cup or the pot and pour the hot water on it, etc. We have the, it usually have this canister of tea.
Hold on. They don't even sell the tea in bags? In tea bags?
No, it's loose tea. No. It's gourmet blend. And you can, for an extra fee, you can get a signature blend they keep track of, and you can order it. You can go in and you say, I want the Margaret blend or the Christine, whatever. It's this loose tea leaves, and it averages about $30 a canister.
Right.
And by around May, my wife ends up throwing half of it out in the trash can because it's just too much trouble. She never drinks it all. And I'm glad I didn't know they were owned by Starbucks because I don't buy anything. I don't go to Starbucks anymore because, of course, you know, they have told law-abiding gun owners, depending on your state, if you open carry or conceal carry, that you're not welcome in their stores. So I'm glad I don't have to make the yearly pilgrimage this year.
I'm the same way with Starbucks, so fortunately I don't
buy anything Starbucks products.
Yeah.
But, I mean, when people are, they have three jobs just to keep the lights on and the toilets flushing, you know, a $40 canister of loose tea is not a top priority, I can see.
I consider regular bags of tea to be expensive, let alone whatever the hell they're selling there. Hey, Dave, thanks for sharing that. Go ahead, if you got more, please.
I don't understand, I know someone personally who had a store in that mall. It's a children's store, children's clothing store.
Mm-hmm.
And she owned one at another mall. That mall is closed, and she owned one at the mall in Virginia Beach. And this was back in 08, 09. The business just went under, and she couldn't make it.
Yep.
And she had a contract with them, of course, but she went out of business.
Right.
And there was no parent company that owned her. She was the sole proprietor. She went out of business, and I think she paid like an extra month's worth of rent for the store in MacArthur Mall, and that was it. I know, like, Kmart's are closing all over the country now, and Sears, I believe, owns them now.
That's correct.
Right.
Sears is not going belly up. Yeah, I don't know why, but they're not. And I mean, so and
they're having trouble. Sears is closing stores too.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Well, I mean, I don't understand. I mean, a contract is a contract. If you sign a 5-year contract and you want to close the business, it's not doing well, then you have. It would seem like you could come to some kind of agreement with the mall, maybe to, you know, we'll pay you a year or 2 years or whatever, instead of the 5 years or whatever. But or maybe the whole 5 years. But
you pay off what's left.
Telling them they have to keep the people in the store and keep selling this crap. I'm sure it's going to be appeal to a higher court. This is, I mean,
yeah, I sure hope so.
Ridiculous.
It's insane.
And that was the idea behind Teavana. I was just reading up a little bit on their history, but they saw people were getting more interested in fine wines and things like that, so why not do that with tea? A typical arrangement that will be had when a store goes out of business and there's a lease in question is the existing store will have to pay the rent until a new renter is found. Know what I mean? That's too so.
Right.
The mall gets the continuity. The guy's not on the hook for the, you know, remaining 2, 3, 4 years. And it just works out. You know, the mall's getting paid. I mean, that's a very reasonable solution to that.
Right.
Well, other than seeing Santa Claus, I see no reason for malls.
Where's Santa going to go when the mall's closed?
He's going to go online, I guess. He's going to virtual
Santa.
Come on.
There's still going to be real, like, Santa Claus people somewhere. I don't just where will they end up?
Open.
Walmart,
right?
They in Norfolk, they just in Norfolk recently, they just tore up a perfectly good golf course. I just think thousands of rounds on. I missed terribly to build an outlet mall. And there was an article in the local paper here, the Virginian Pilot today, and the owner of the mall is lamenting the fact that so many of their stores are still vacant. And the rest of the place they built for the restaurant, no restaurants want to move in there. Nobody wants to come in the food court because nobody's shopping at the mall anymore.
Mm.
Why on earth would anyone open a mall today?
I don't know. The outlet mall thing seems to still be all right. I mean, from what we've been, you know, reading over the years, for whatever reason, people don't mind going to places where they have to walk around outside to go from store to store. But
for bargains, that's why they do that.
I'm done in about 20 minutes.
Yeah, that's what's killing it.
Dave, thank you for your call. Thanks for sharing your insights here tonight. I appreciate the info about the T-Von. It really helps me understand why they failed because, God, who would want that?
Yeah, and it's not just malls. It's brick-and-mortar retail in general.
They're struggling. I mean, that's true.
The more things that can be purchased online, and there are things that can be purchased online now that couldn't be purchased online 5-10 years ago, you know?
Sure.
Mattresses, I think, is a great example. You know, now you have the Lisa mattress, the Casper mattress, the Purple, the Circle mattress, all
these online only kind of
online things. Only. Your mattress comes in a box, and that
is vacuum sealed, so it's even smaller. I've seen
it's that. Nuts! It's, yeah, we got ours. We got a king size, and it was in a box 2 feet square and about 5 feet high, as wide as a king size mattress is. But that sucker, I mean, you just lay it down, cut
roll
it open.
Roll it open. Yeah.
Right, but you think about what the rent is for a mattress store.
Oh, it's got to be insane.
Because you have to do what? You have to set up beds.
Right.
You have to have all of them set up so people can lay on them, and it's just a ton of square footage, granted for a high-dollar item.
Well, right, but ultimately, how many of those every week do they sell? I mean, think about that. You're selling a product that, in the case of a mattress store, people are going to keep for 10, 20 years, probably.
Right.
Right?
Well, when they have to.
Coming back in next week.
And you'll see that reflected in the prices.
Right.
A $2,000 bed, a $2,500 bed, $3,000, $4,000, $5,000.
Yeah. So, yeah, we know that retail is struggling in general, but there are still reasons, as our previous caller, one of our previous callers pointed out, that people still want to go out in real life. And certainly the numbers from retail on Black Friday certainly show that people are still more than willing to go out in real life and actually look and try products and things like that. So, I mean, retail's not disappearing anytime soon, but the mall experience is totally changing. And
yeah,
you've got this company, Simon, in a desperate attempt to try to stay in business, they're going to force T-Vana, which is just from what that last guy described, a stupid idea for a store, to stay in business through presumably the end of their lease. We'll tell you more about the arguments in the case coming up in hour number two, because it's ridiculous. 855-450-FREE if you want to join us.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.